In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Thanking Allah for this greatest blessing.
Being grateful to the benefactor for his favors is a matter of rational necessity. The wiser the servant, the more gratitude he expresses in words and actions to his master. Allah states in the Holy Quran,
"We indeed bestowed wisdom upon Luqman, be grateful to Allah. Certainly, whoever is grateful does so to the profit of his own soul, but if any is ungrateful, verily Allah is free of all wants and is abundantly praised."
In addition, the greater the favor, the more appreciation that is due. Divine guardianship, al-walaya, is the greatest favor that Allah has bestowed upon his creation. The more gratitude that someone expresses to Allah by adhering to it, the more benefit he receives from it. On the other hand, the more someone rejects Allah's mercy, the more he is entitled to his curse, which lies in the absence of his mercy and protection. Allah states,
"If you are grateful, I will increase your benefits from my favor, but if you show ingratitude, truly my torment is intense indeed."
On the anniversary of the event of Ghadir Qom, Imam As-Siddiq, peace be upon him, praised and thanked Allah, saying,
"O Allah! We listened, obeyed, and answered the caller from you due to your favor. Thus, praise belongs to you. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and towards your reward or punishment is the eventual turn. We believed in Allah, who is unique and has no partner, believed in his messenger, Muhammad, answered the caller of Allah and followed the messenger in adhering to our master, the commander, and the guardian of the believers, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He is the servant of Allah, the brother of his prophet, the most truthful, his exhaustive argument against his creation, the supporter of his prophet, and his true and clear religion. He is a flag of the religion of Allah, the treasurer of his issued knowledge, the chest of what is hidden by Allah, the place of his secrets, and the trustee of Allah and his witness over his creation. O Allah! We have heard the call of one calling us to faith, believe in your Lord, thus we have believed. Our Lord! Forgive us our sins, blot out from us our evil deeds, and take our souls in the company of the righteous. Our Lord! Grant us what you promised to us through your messengers, and disgrace us not on the day of judgment, for you never break your promise. Surely it was by your favor and your grace that we acknowledged the Prophet and the Commander of the Believers Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, and disbelieved in Al-Jait and At-Taghut. Thus, keep us attached to what we have adhered to. Resurrect us with our Imams, for we believe in them, have confidence in their authorities and virtues, and are submissive before them."